Okay, coming to you from the Independent Media Center here at Media Alliance, the last day during the National Association of Broadcasters Conference. Sitting in the room with Peter Frank, Luke Hyken, and Alan Korn, and we're here to discuss different issues surrounding the micro radio or low power FM movement, especially some legal issues within that movement. So could we start off by you guys introducing yourselves, telling us what your involvement has been and some of the specific cases you've been involved in.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. I'm Peter Frank with the Lawyers Guild Center for Democratic Communications. Way back in 1988, I got an email, an old DOS email, from a professor I never heard of at a college I never heard of, saying his friend was in trouble with the FCC. And he had a friend who'd been broadcasting with 1 watt of power, and suddenly the FCC was coming down on him. And that got our committee, the Lawyers Guild, interested in the whole question of micro radio.
Actually, I kind of came in after Luke. Why don't you have Luke chime in here?
Well, I've been active in various Lawyers Guild committees and subcommittees, but one of the things that became just crucial was the whole issue of the monopolization of the media and the fact that in virtually every struggle that the people we represented were involved in, we no longer ever got decent, honest media, whether it was television or newspaper or radio. No matter what was going on, it was either silenced or distorted. And I think those of us who are activists felt it was necessary to try to deal with communications itself. And that's when the Guild's Committee for Democratic Communications was formed around the issues Peter was describing.
And I hooked up with Luke and Peter when I was in law school. I came out of a background of being in independent music and a DJ and having a degree in media issues. So I was in law school and wanted to find an avenue and had a longstanding interest in pirate radio and hooked up with them and began to discuss the issue of low-power FM radio, which used to be legal back when I was a DJ in 1978, Class D stations, and using that as